96.9 The Eagle, Fire and Rain. That's James Taylor and a suggestion for Sarah Stevenson Kay, our guest DJ for the day. Welcome, Sarah.
Good morning.
Now, you've never actually been on the radio before?
I have never been on the radio.
But you got a family history with it, right?
Yes. In the 60s and 70s, my dad was actually a local, probably you'd call him a shock jock in this area, as much of a shock jock as you could be in the 60s and 70s. He was on the air in Sacramento, Yuba City, Lake Tahoe, San Luis Obispo, San Bernardino, and my mom was with him.
Right.
And he got fired from a lot of radio stations.
That's what happens. You become a radio gypsy sometimes. Ron K, that's his name?
Ron K, yeah. Rockin' Ron K on K145 Radio.
That's great. So you're continuing the family tradition a little later here.
A little bit, yeah.
So three favorite bands, what would you say?
Number one is the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably say Billy Joel's my second, and then I just really love Steely Dan.
Oh, me too. Tasty playlist for Sarah coming up.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Sarah Stevenson Kay, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Oh, Telephone Line by ELO, one of those beautiful classic songs that really brings me back to my childhood in the Sacramento area. I grew up in the neighborhood called Hollywood Park, which is in South Sacramento, and my dad played every album from beginning to end. And so Telephone Line's one of those that we listened to a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, great too. Sarah Stevenson Kay, our guest DJ for the day. Tell us a bit about yourself, your day job.
I am an operations manager for a veterans program with Health Net. I have a wonderful, wonderful team. We work really hard for the vets, one of whom is my dad. And I've been there for 14 plus years. I can honestly and 100% say that I would not be where I am today and as successful and as happy as I am in my career if it wasn't for my boss, friend, and mentor, Tammy Cho. She's wonderful. She's taught me everything I know. She makes me better every day. And then my counterpart, Nancy Hahn, crazy old Nancy Hahn, one of my best friends. She's amazing. She really makes the day go wonderfully every day, and we work really hard to keep our department running. And our supervisor, Samantha, who we've worked with for about 5 years, she is wonderful too. I don't know what I would do without them.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Hi.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Sarah Stevenson Kay, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Billy Joel, he is just wonderfully classic. Everybody knows Billy Joel. A couple of weeks ago, when my husband and I were on vacation, we went to Disneyland with my brother and sister and my niece for her birthday. And one night we came back to the hotel, fully intending to relax and then go back out and find something to do in LA. And instead, on one of the local channels, they were playing that old Billy Joel concert when he went to Russia during the Cold War, and it really kind of turned the Cold War around to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And we just ended up sitting in the hotel all night eating chips and watching the concert because he is just such an incredible performer. He's kind of a wild man. He's kind of nuts, but the vocals and the music are just so solid. It's so much fun. And of course, you know every single word to every Billy Joel song.
Great songwriter, not necessarily a good driver. You went out with him. Sarah Stevenson Kay, our guest DJ for the day. You're a fan of Elton John.
Oh, I love Elton John. And he is one that my dad played a lot in the house. And so I love his old stuff. I love, you know, Mona Lisa's Mad Hatters and the stuff that he did with Bernie Taupin. But I also really love some of his newer stuff. And he's transformed in so many ways over the years. He's become several different people.
Lion King.
The Lion King soundtrack. But it's all so musically tight and solid and beautiful. And you can sing along and it fits in with whatever's going on with your life at the time. It's just, he's awesome. I love him. Linda Ronstadt is one of those artists who her voice is just so absolutely beautiful. In her older stuff when she was younger and in her later stuff in the 90s, she just had such a beautiful voice. And although I'm nowhere near as talented as she is, I feel like we have similar singing voices. When I was in high school, I was a concert choir singer. And I got an opportunity to sing a lot of different music, including opera and pop, musicals. It was a lot of fun. And I learned everything I know about classical music from the choir director that we had. I went to McClatchy High School, class of 99. And we had, for just a few years, the musical director was a man named Joseph Earle. He passed away in 2006. But he was the most supportive, musically talented, amazing, kind person in the entire world. And he really had a humongous influence on my life. And through him, I got to sing a lot of really cool songs in a lot of different places, sing the national anthem in a few venues.
Oh, cool.
And it was great. And there's a large group of us in the Sacramento area who were taught by him and still keep his memory alive because he was such a wonderful man. So,
as point is, Sarah Stevenson K, our guest DJ for the day. Shout out for all the good teachers.
Cranking out the...
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Sarah Stevenson K, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. 25 or 6 to 4, my dad liked to explain to me every time we heard this song what that means.
Right.
That it's the time.
Right.
And I always had to tell him, Dad, yeah, I know you told me this last time this song was on.
It's time to move on.
No. But it's such a great song. And
it's a ripping song. In Chicago, combining the horns with rock and Terry Kath on the guitar, an incredible solo.
Oh, and they paint such a crazy picture of what's going on. And the song that comes before it, Saturday in the Park. I mean, it just paints this huge picture of what's going on in these songs. It's so vivid.
Sarah Stevenson K, our guest DJ for the day. You had a story about her next song. You're from Paul Simon.
Paul Simon is one of my all-time favorite artists. I have Negotiations and Love Songs in my CD player in my car at all times. It is my favorite. But this song in particular is one of my favorites because it's, you don't hear it very often. It's very mellow, very, very nice. And the title, Mother and Child Reunion, apparently comes from the name of a Chinese dish where you mix eggs and chicken together, which is kind of a horrible thought, but a really great song.
Do I get an egg roll with that?
I know most people know Jimmy Buffett for Margaritaville, obviously, but Come Monday really demonstrates what an amazing songwriter he is, and his lyrics are so tight but so sad.
Yeah, be kind of wistful and whimsical there. Yeah.
Extremely wistful.
Sarah Stevenson K, guest DJ for the day here. And tell us about one of your hobbies, drinking wine.
The wine scene around the Sacramento area is the best ever. I got exposed to wine a few years ago by a friend in Sonoma, but since then we've done the wine trails in Auburn quite a bit. One of our favorites is Conte Avino in Rockland. They have wonderful and wonderful wines, always live music and food. It's just a really chill, really fun scene. And, of course, wine is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear you like Amador County.
Yeah, you've got to try. You haven't been up to Amador County. You've got to hit there. That's like a slice of Tuscany, especially you like the Old Vines Inn.
I love Old Vines Inn.
Let's open a bottle now.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Sarah Stevenson K, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Freddie Mercury and Queen are by far some of the most talented musicians ever. And my husband, John, is just absolutely obsessed with Freddie Mercury. And we actually were watching an ad for the movie that's coming out.
Right, Bohemian Rhapsody coming out very soon. Yeah.
Which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And he went into his old refrain of, why did Freddie have to die? Music would be totally different today if he was here. He was the most talented man in the world. So he's going to be really happy that I used that voice for him too, by the way. So as a result, we listen to a lot of Queen. We drive down the street belting it out. Under Pressure is one of our very favorites. And Somebody to Love is one of his all-time favorites. It's such a beautiful song with great lyrics, and it's so heartfelt and fun and rocky and awesome. There's just something so relaxing about Steely Dan. They have such great songs, and Do It Again is one of my favorites.
Nice vibe there. This is Sarah Stevenson Kay, our guest DJ for the day. You had some more shout-outs to take care of before you got off the radio.
I want to make sure and mention my wonderful family. My mom and my stepdad, Stan, my mom, Robin, stepdad, Stan, my sister, Emily, and her great kids, Grace and Caden, and my brother, who's one of my very best friends, Zachary. We have a lot of fun as a family. We spend a lot of time together, do a lot of Saturday night game nights as a family.
Nice.
Kind of dorky, but there's always wine, so it's not that dorky. And next we're going to hear Saturday Night's All Right by Elton John, which Saturday night is all right for wine and game night.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Classic Rockin' the Chris
Tires.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Sarah Stevenson Kay, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Desperado is such an obvious choice for an Eagles song because it's so classic and everybody knows it and everybody loves it. It's such a beautiful song. But for me, it's really special to me, not only because we heard it a lot when I was growing up, and because I actually got to see the Eagles in 2003.
Nice.
Which was amazing. It was so awesome. But my husband and I, John, we met in 2001, and then we were friends for about 7 years. And when we finally pulled the trigger in 2008, I met with him after work. We were in an Office Depot parking lot, and we sat in his truck and talked from 8 p.m. until 9 o'clock the next morning. And throughout the night, we had the radio going, and we must have heard Desperado a dozen times over the different radio stations. And it just kind of became our song. It's just this beautiful, sad song that will always remind me of him. And he is my very best friend, and I am beyond lucky to have him in my life, and I love him very much.
Oh, riding off in the sunset together. I love that. Sarah Stevenson Kay, been a lot of fun today.
It's been awesome. It was so nice hanging out with you.
If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com.